Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, I believe we do have Dr. Ron Schleifer on. I do apologize for all the technical challenges there. Dr. Schleifer, good morning. Hope you are well. We were just debating and we were talking about this issue of whether Hamas genuinely have no idea where the bodies are or whether this is just continued psychological warfare.
I would support the second opinion. Definitely knows and definitely is playing his cards very well in order to drag us through the field of thorns and make us bleed. The whole country is holding its breath. Is it or is it not it? This was actually quite to be expected. If you take psychological warfare into consideration, and which I'm not sure this is the case, but definitely, if you followed since the Gilad Shalit affair, 15, 20 years ago, they would use every opportunity which they have in order to drag this to the last minute. Mm-hmm. What is unexpected is the audacity which they use. But if you know the terrorist Islamist mentality, this is something to be expected. So it's to the last minute, it's going to be unknown whether it is or it's not. And then when it is, then it'll be missing parts, and then they will drag us for the other missing parts. And this is something out of a horror movie for us. And it's quite successful, unfortunately. The Islamic Jihad in this case. Yeah, they don't have many cards left.
Right, so this is one that they're playing. Sure. Where there's no doubt that the impact on the family is brutal, the impact on Israeli society is significant as well. I keep wondering if there is an international audience for this. Is this also aimed at the international audience, or is this primarily aimed at hurting Israeli society and families?
It's this is the essential question about terrorists using force. I mean, at first you are disgusted at the brute force that this group is deploying, but the after shock, which they cause their enemy, the civil society, their enemy to feel, the idea is to invoke a feeling of resentment among its target audience, even the international society in this case, that they are ruthless and they better be dealt with respect and appeasement, so for them not to continue in using this ruthlessness. So at first you feel disgusted, and then you get acquainted, and then you comply. And this is the logic. So first of all, it's the Gazan, their Gazan supporters. Mm. Secondly, is the radical Islam supporters in the Arab world and in the Muslim world, and those who are in the Western world. And then finally, is as I was describing, is the general, the international community. And even though that you don't support them, you have to respect their audacity. And it comes with a whole theater. They come with costumes, they cover their faces, and in the Arab world, keeping face is the utmost importance. So it doesn't matter how many they are and how powerful they are, they keep their stance visually and practically. This is what it means for them, and this is the real issue.
What is the best way for Israel to respond to this type of manipulation?
That's a billion-dollar question. It's what you're asking is why Israel does not deal with this kind of psychological warfare. So there are many answers for this. Because that we are so merciful and we are so compassionate, and we don't like to humiliate our enemies, and we have even verses out of the book of Proverbs to prove that don't thrive on your enemy's downfall, etc. But basically, we prefer physical killing rather than psychological tormenting. The minister of internal affairs, police, Itamar Ben-Gvir, has placed pictures of Gaza destroyed in the walls of the wards of the interned Nukba soldiers. So whenever they leave for the daily walk, so they would pass by the photographs of the destroyed Gaza state, and is highly criticized by Israeli media for being cruel. So it's a mental state. It's a mental stance that Israel needs, Israeli society, and the Jewish society, and the Western world need to undergo in order to understand the importance of the psychological perspective of warfare.
That's
but
where we
basically we
yeah.
don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ironically, we don't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's that is the reality. That is where we leave it. That was Dr. Ron Schleifer talking to us about this use of psychological warfare, and it has been confirmed now that the body returned from Gaza on Wednesday, yesterday, has now been identified as that of Thai national Suthisak Rin Talak. So his body has been returned. He was taken captive from Israel, from Kibbutz Be'eri, on the 7th of October 2023. He was only 42 years old.